Okay, yesterday on Sunday night we spoke about Bishul on Shabbos, and we mentioned that a person is not allowed to cook in any way whatsoever using electric, gas, using a fire which is going to heat up something and change it from a raw state to a cooked item. That's the Issa of Bishul. I say any mode of heating is problematic. Electric, gas, microwave is a bit of a question what it is, but the Meister, one mustn't use it. Min HaTorah, there's an Issa of Bishul. They had to cook the salmonium, they had to cook the herbs to make dyes, and that's why one's not allowed to do Bishul. Bishul also includes Toldos HaEsh. That means besides the problem of having fire as a mode of cooking, if a person were, for example, to have Toldos HaEsh, that means a person's got water that was heated up on the fire. That water is boiling hot, and now it takes it off the fire. So the water is Toldos HaEsh. It's been heated up by fire. There's no fire anymore connected to it. But the water is hot. If a person were to drop a raw carrot into that water, he's done Toldos HaEsh, and that's also Osser on Shabbos. There is something which is Mutter on Shabbos, and that's called the Chamo, the sun. If a person cooks with the sun, that means he takes an egg, for example, he puts it out on a hot day, and the egg gets cooked by the sun rays itself, that is mutter. There's no issa. Chazal didn't even make an issa rabbon on that. Pashtus, the reason is because it's not the normal way of cooking, and it could even be that the food tastes different in that way. It's not, it doesn't achieve the same way as a normal cooking, and therefore that cooking is not a problem if you do it in the sun. However, if the sun heated up something, let's say heated up water, and now that water is hot from the sun, that's called Toldos HaChamo. Something's become heated from the sun itself. Because it's been heated from the sun itself, it's called Toldos HaChamo, and that water is also to use. It's Gzeira, it resembles very much Toldos HaEsh, and therefore one may not use that water to drop a carrot into. So in other words, Bishul encompasses any sort of cooking with fire, electric, all sorts of things that heat up. Included is also water or sun that was heated up via the fire or was heated up via the sun. One may not use that to cook in. The only method that is mutter is the sun itself. If the sun cooks something itself, that is mutter. So, the moshel, let's say for example, a pot got heated on fire before Shabbos or on Shabbos, the pot is boiling hot. You take that off the fire now and you crack an egg and you pour the egg into that pot. You've done Issur Bishul because that's Toldos HaEsh. The pot is hot from the fire and it's got now the heat from there, and that is problematic because of Toldos HaEsh. Using a magnifying glass to sensor the lights, that's pasta still called hachamo itself, that's called the sun itself, and therefore that would be really strictly speaking mutter. If a person were to cook using that way, the chayr, that will be mutter to do. that's the halachas of Bishul and Toldos HaChamo. A solar system, solar panels, there's an interesting question about solar panels. In Eretz Yisrael, it's quite common, this. Whether that is allowed or not allowed, it's a question. There's two problems that could be involved. One is that when you take water out of your system, cold water enters into the pipes and it mingles with the hot water. So that's Toldos HaEsh again. The water was heated up by the sun. It's true, but now the water is hot, that's Toldos HaEsh, When you turn your cold water tap on now, cold water is going in, and that cold water is being heated up by the hot water, which is 12 degrees-ish. That could be a problem. Similarly, it could also be the pipes itself are 12 degrees-ish, and when the water hits the pipes, the pipes are 12 degrees-ish, and we said that's also awesome. So Lumaisa, that could also be a problematic case of using on Shabbos. One has to ask Shala. A microwave, I mentioned already before, that was a big question. Many years ago, Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked to Shaila about microwaves. And already in Rav Moshe's time, Rav Moshe's arranged in Tshuva, Rav Moshe explains Rashi. Rashi says that using the sun is mutter, the lav urchai b'hochi. It's not a normal way of cooking. One doesn't normally cook using the sun. Says Rav Moshe that microwaves, really in those times, he says, are going to become very common to use, probably going to become quite well used. And since it's become well used, it's used by many people, so it now becomes urchai b'hochi. And therefore it's osa to use a microwave on Shabbos. Certainly nowadays it's very, very common microwaves, and therefore zecher midrabbonon, one may not cook with a microwave. Another important halacha is brought in the Urcha Shabbos. That's in Siv Zion of the Urcha Shabbos. The Urcha Shabbos says that a food which could be eaten raw, an apple, or a tomato, or a carrot, where you can eat it raw, but you cook it, and it improves, the food improves, many people like it as it is. So the Urcha Shabbos, even if the food was edible without cooking beforehand, I mean, you could have eaten it. A tomato, a carrot, you could eat it raw. It was allowed, it would have been able to be done. Even so, the fact that it's improved, he says, the food gets improved, and therefore that is allowed to be done. If the food gets ruined, that is at the bottom. The mice says probably also osur to do. The kalkal and Shabbos is also not so poshut. But certainly, where the food improves, there's an issa to cook such a food, even though it could be eaten raw. Another important halacha in this is the halacha of water, which evaporates. That means, let's say someone's got in his bathroom a radiator, and he washes his hands on a towel, the towel gets wet, and then he puts the towel on the radiator, which is on, it's going to get very hot. So the chayra, he's done there a problem of bishul, because what happens is the towel gets hot and the water evaporates. Bishul is also evaporating water, even though you've got no te'elis from the water, but that brings out a lot of tests. Ein litin begodim retuvim keneged ha'esh, the person mustn't put wet begodim corresponding to the fire, or on the radiator. If it can reach a temperature of Yatzlesboy, that's always an other place in Bishul. Bishul is only a problem if a certain temperature is reached. The temperature of liquids that's called cooked starts from the possible saying about 43 degrees centigrade. So if a liquid reaches that temperature, 43 degrees centigrade and upwards, there is a problem of Bishul. That means if a person comes home from a wet, he's been out, it's very wet, he takes his coat off and he hangs it on a chair in a warm room, obviously the coat will dry up. It will eventually dry. But the liquid inside that coat never reaches a Yad Seledes boy of temperature. It never reaches 43 degrees centigrade. If, however, a person puts his coat on the heater and the heater now gets it to rise to 43 degrees centigrade, the water now gets cooked to 43 degrees centigrade, that is a problem. That one has to be careful with. So therefore, it's hard to measure out, but one has to be careful that one mustn't put his clothes on the radiator if there's a possibility it will get to 43 degrees centigrade. Who has anything? A baby's bottle, anything which can get to 43 degrees centigrade is a problem of cooking on Shabbos. In fact, as the Gezeirus Chazal, even if you put something on the radiator, or someone puts a baby's bottle with something which has not been cooked, he puts an oven that's been pasteurized, let's say he puts something which hasn't been cooked, liquid which hasn't been cooked, he puts it on the radiator, and there's a potential it could reach the stairs by 42 degrees. Even if he intends to take it off before that stage, there's still a problem of Gezeirus Chazal that we're scared you might forget and you might leave it on. And therefore, a person mustn't leave a liquid or a solid on anywhere where it can reach the stage of Bishul, even if you intend to take it off. However, as I said before, to take a coat off in a warm room, and it's going to eventually dry out, but the water doesn't get cooked to Yad Seledus Boy, that is no problem whatsoever at all. It's only on a radiator is a severe problem. And there, you have to know, will the water get to 40 degrees? It's very possible it will. If our radiator gets very hot, it's very possible the liquid on there will reach this temperature, and that is a problem of Bishul. Right. Another thing one has to know is that there are different sorts of kalim that could be a problem on Shabbos. When we talk normally about cooking on Shabbos, we're talking about cooking a keli on the fire itself. You put a keli on the fire and it gets heated up, and the water inside there is a keli rishon. That is a very intense heat. It's got a tremendous power of cooking. And that is what it can do. It heats up something, it cooks something up, and it's got a tremendous kerch of cooking, and a raw food obviously may not be put into that. That's called a keli rishon. There is such a thing, we'll speak about this more by Arika sometime, and that is iru keli rishon. That is where a person's got a food, and a person's got hot water, boiling hot water, let's say an urn. A person's got boiling hot water in his urn, he turns the tap on. The jet of water that comes out is called iru keli rishon. It's pouring from a keli rishon, also got a tremendous power of heat. It's a very strong kerch of heat. I'm going to speak about what you can do. That is also a very tremendous kerch, iru keli rishon. Then you've got a keli sheni. When you put the water into a cup, you've got your urn, and you put a cup under the urn. So the keli that receives the water is a keli sheni. Yeah, the water that sits inside this cup is a keli sheni. If someone were to drop a carrot into there, he's dropped a carrot into a keli sheni. A different set of halachas. Then you can have iru keli sheni. You pour that water onto something else, or raw food, and then if you pour from that cup into a third keli, that's called keli shlishi. That's the other level you can have. The other thing we must mention is the shear of Machu Ben Drusoi. Machu Ben Drusoi, what is the shear of Machu Ben Drusoi? What is Machu Ben Drusoi? Machu Ben Drusoi is the stage that you need to cook a solid till. That means if a person, for example, a person cooks a food, and it reaches Machu Ben Drusoi. What is Machu Ben Drusoi? Machu Ben Drusoi was a bandit. He was in a big, big rush. He didn't have much time. So he used to eat his food not fully cooked. So his food was, and Machlokes will show you what he did. He used to have his food either half cooked or third cooked. So Chazal tell us that since people do eat food like that, that is already called a bishul. Therefore, if a person takes a piece of meat and he cooks a piece of meat till it gets to Machu Ben Drusoi, that means it's half cooked or it's a third cooked, he has done an issur min haTorah of bishul on Shabbos. It doesn't have to be fully cooked. Even if it's half or third cooked, a person has transgressed an issur min haTorah of bishul on Shabbos. Whether there's an issa now carrying on from there, as someone will speak about another time, but the issa min haTorah of cooking on Shabbos is to cook a food, a solid, from nothing or anything less than Machu Ben Drusoi. That means, let's say it's anything less than half cooked or third cooked, but always Machu Ben Drusoi. In this case, it would be a third cooked, it would be a chumrah. So if a food was less than a third cooked, and a person now completes it to a third of the cooking, he has done an Issa Minat Torah Bishul. In liquids, the Issa of liquids is to cook a liquid to Yatsalilas, boys. That means a person takes a cold liquid and he heats it to 43 degrees. Already Choshish for Yatsalilas, boys, has done an Issa of Bishul. That is the Issa of Bishul, which is not allowed to be done on Shabbos.